There are companies that are trying to figure out exactly how they do that. And I would say that we're in the early adopter preliminary stage of that. And right now, what Ergotron is doing is making available 25 units to companies who want to kind of prove out to themselves the productivity benefit for their employees by providing them a WorkFit Fit Stand workstation. And we've been doing this for a little over a year now, so companies now are coming back and saying, yep, it works. People are feeling better. We've worked through the different work styles with the flexible workspace. There are a lot of different dynamics impacting how people are working today and where they choose to work. We are just now kind of coming around the corner where companies are really broadly making this choice available to their employees. And it really does get down to employee choice and how giving them an option to think about their workspace in a whole new way.
I would love to talk a little bit about the productivity benefits, because I certainly notice at my workstation that the mornings were very, very work intensive for me. And when I'm standing, it feels very comfortable to not stop. And then when I actually do stop, say for lunch or for a break, and I sit down, it actually feels like a rejuvenating break.
Interesting.
What do you hear and what do you say about how standing at work affects productivity?
It's such an interesting question, Rebecca, and it's a hard answer because I think it varies from person to person. And people figuring out their own work rhythm, so to speak, and listening to their bodies on what tasks they like to do standing versus sitting and how they're feeling during the day. I'm like you. I come in the morning, I throw my computer bag on my chair so I'm not tempted to sit down, and I pretty much power through my morning standing up, and then I go to lunch, and I come back, and I stand for a while. About mid-afternoon, I'm physically tired, and I take a break, and it feels good to sit a while. Then I'm usually back up before the end of the day. But it varies widely depending on people's age and physical health and well-being and a lot of different factors, whether they're wearing the right shoes or not, quite frankly, on what that day's routine looks like. What I can tell you most assuredly is that Health Partners, who's the nation's number third largest not-for-profit health insurer, did a study here in Minneapolis with an intervention group and a control group. And 100% of the folks in the intervention group felt better because they had the option to sit or stand during the day. 100%. It's, from a marketing perspective, it's unheard of to ever achieve 100%. So, I mean, that's an incredible metric. But then when they peeled that back and asked specific questions, what they found out, and their employees, by the way, were working in a call center environment, so tethered to their phones and their computers, throughout their day. What they found out is their employees told them that they were better able to handle difficult calls. They felt more focused. They felt more energized. They didn't feel as stressed. So those are all different business outcomes that actually can be starting to be tracked from a customer experience perspective and get that information back from their customers. Now, how did you feel when you talked with our call center people that it improves that user experience? So we're kind of just, we're just going down into the research area to understand all these different dynamics, but we think we've got a tiger by the tail. If you think of human behavior, it's the hardest thing to change. And we've been so sedentary for so long that we don't even stop to think about how much we're sitting. But if you just start moving the chairs to the back of the room or the side of the room and have those stand-up meetings, you can make small changes, whether you use a WorkFit device or not, and you can improve people's productivity and their physical well-being. And that's really what this whole thing is all about.
What's the barrier? I mean, I know that when I got the standing desk from you guys, we had to sort of install it on my desk. Our whole office, relatively new space, is all designed with these, open concept cube areas. And
yeah,
everything is designed for sitting. So is there a pushback at all when you talk with companies about having to retrofit or rethink the way they built the workspace to begin with? And is that one of the barriers that keeps people from wanting to implement this kind of change?
I think that we're finding that many large companies, the big companies, are really rethinking their office campus to begin with, because they've got four generations of workers coming into that space now. They're finding that many of their employees that used to be based in a headquarter campus building are working from home a good portion of their day, if not a good portion of their week. So they've got all this physical real estate dedicated to their employee headcount that isn't being utilized. And as they're looking at ways to change their quarterly earnings reports, they're realizing that they're heating and they're cooling and they're lighting these buildings, they're paying for security, they're paying insurance on these buildings, and they're not being utilized. It's a waste. So the discussions that we're having is for those employees that choose to come into a building, when they're in meetings during the day, do they get a dedicated work environment specifically for that person, or is there a communal computing space where different people can come in and dock their laptop and it has an IP phone that hooks up right away and they're good to go? They throw their stuff in a locker. It's a very, very different approach, but different generations feel differently about what that work environment should be. I'm not saying it very, very clearly, but one of the things we've learned is most of these big companies have all this space dedicated to Cubeville, but they're running out of meeting rooms, and there's almost a fight over who gets that meeting room space. It has to be scheduled out. There's never enough meeting room space. If you make more collaborative open spaces for formal meetings and just informal, hey, we got to have a quick huddle about this, and then kind of reinvent the rest of that space to be utilized well with different types of work environments for the different employees who are working there, they can save a whole lot of money and have happier, healthier employees at the same time.
And do you think that when companies make this part of their environment, that they are just offering their employees a better option?
Oh, I really do. And I mean, we haven't drilled down into the health impact of sitting all day, but more and more studies are coming out all the time that link this extraordinary sedentary lifestyle to all sorts of diseases, whether it's cardiovascular or diabetes or different kinds of cancers or even depression in women. It's a staggering and a significant sedentary lifestyle is a significant contributor to major chronic illness in our country. Is it going to fix everything immediately if we all stand? I'm not making that claim in any way, shape, or form. But if it's the one thing that we can do, honestly, that most people can do that's free and easy, is just to stand up. You don't have to pay to do that, right? And it can make an impact on your health and well-being. Dr. Levine told us about a year ago that when you stand, your body is getting 80%, the health benefit of walking. People don't know that. That's an important and powerful statistic that just people need to understand how bad sitting is and how the simple act of standing can be that antidote